The attacks came up at the ongoing public hearings initiated by the Sports and Recreation Commission appointed Commission of Inquiry into Football, which is gathering information from all football stakeholders. Football analyst Howard Msonza said the SRC is a toothless organization that has failed to deal decisively with the problems that have long crippled Zimbabwean soccer.
Parliament, in all its wisdom, made sure that we had the Sports and Recreation Commission. What is their mandate? To police all sporting associations. To make sure that whoever is stepped out of line is put in line. Look the rot that is in football today. It's disgusting. We might sit here and talk about the ZIFA president, talk about the association secretary general. Those people are there. They can do what they want because they know there is nobody who can stop them. SRC is just a toothless bulldog.
Sports reporter Merit Mzwembiri of the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation told the Obadiah Moyo Chaired Commission that the SRC allowed the president of the Zimbabwe Football Association, Cuthbert Dube, to fund national football from his own pocket, and as a result, he has become untouchable and the SRC cannot take action on him.
There's a man that they call Cuthbert Dube who is the president of Zimbabwe Football Association, and as a nation, we owe that man. We allowed that man to fund football from his own pocket as a nation. Maybe the SRC was quiet on that because he was assisting them and covering up holes. But what do we do to him? Because we owe that man.
The commission was told that Dube and his chief executive officer, Jonathan Mashinga, have become so untouchable that they do not follow their own constitution as they are suspending other members on daily basis. Football consultant Tinashe Mapranga said football has become a two-man band to an extent that whoever criticizes Dube and Mashinga is labeled an enemy of football and is thrown out of the game or barred from attending football matches. Suspended, Zimbabwe women's football chairperson Miriam Spanda concurred, saying she was refused entry into Rufaro Stadium when the Mighty Warriors were playing Ghana's Black Queens on the same accusations.
The moment you start asking, you are deemed an enemy of football. And that is why right now I am on suspension. Because since I was elected in March 2014, I have been asking where is the money that is coming from FIFA meant for women.
The hearings has drawn football followers from all sections of society, including vendors who are unhappy with the way the Zimbabwe Football Association are conducting their business. Most, if not all, the people are of the opinion that ZIFA have failed the Zimbabwean game and should undergo a complete overhaul. Warriors kit manager Joshua Kumalo said the association has sunk so low that ZIFA cannot afford to buy their own stationery.
We have an association who can't even budget to buy stationery. We say we are running football.
A number of issues have also been raised, including missing annual development funds from FIFA, the removal from the ZIFA Council of bodies like the Zimbabwe Soccer Coaches Association, the Zimbabwe Junior Football League, and the Zimbabwe Referees Association. Kumalo noted that the solution to the problem lies in revamping the whole structures of ZIFA, starting with local zones up to 53 Livingstone Avenue.
Let's not concentrate on 53 Livingstone. Let's start from the province up to where we are, to 53 Livingstone. To revamp everything. And then we'll find that, you know, the SSHFAMBA according. We put our junior league in order. We put our men's soccer in order.
Even Zimbabwe Women's Football Association member Ben Mamoche said there was need for a complete overhaul of the Zimbabwean game for the benefit of all Zimbabweans. The chairman of the Commission of Inquiry, Moyo, said he was happy with the high turnout despite the short notice.
We are so impressed that we have this number of people and views, and we want evidence-based findings into football and possible solutions which should come from the owners of the games who are the members of the public.
Moyo said they are going to take into consideration the views from the public and make recommendations to the SRC.
We are going to come up with recommendations which will submit to the Sports and Recreation Commission, and action will be taken and for the betterment of football in the country.
Moyo said they are hoping to complete their assignment by July the 31st, adding that by mid-August, Zimbabwe should expect a change in the manner their football is being run. The public hearings are set for Bulawayo this weekend. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.